Good morning, Patriots. And today is June 10th. And the big news for the day is nothing's changed. That's right. We have Joe Biden, the hand puppet. He's still up there dancing around. I think he is. We haven't seen him for a little while. He keeps showing up in still pictures. Like, are you really Joe Biden? Joe Biden, or are you like Joe Biden, the hand puppet run by Jim Hansen, the Muppet Show? Which, of course, we know the answer to that one. And we've got Mattress Back Camilla, who plays the part of a really bad Miss Piggy in Jim Hansen's show, except that she's worse than Miss Piggy. We won't even get into that because, well, part of it's because this version of Miss Piggy used to be a he, but now it's a she. It got snipped. It's really something. All right. But we do have one thing that's always good news. And it's the Slipper Revolution and the My Bard's Fest. Well, did I say My Bard's Fest? It's actually My Bard's Fest and you want a pair of my slippers. It's Bard's Fest and you want a pair of my slippers. I need more coffee this morning. So on the 26th to the 29th of August, we are going to rock the world with Bard's Fest. We're going to have the biggest spiritual revival in the history of humankind. And you want to have a pair of my slippers when you get there. You want to get there and have those in your backpack so that you can put those on your feet and dance around when Mike Lindell comes up on stage on the 27th. And he says, "Hello, America." And we go, "Hello, Mr. Slipper." And then you raise and you all say together, "Who do we get to slipper slap?" And we all start taking our slippers off and looking around. And oops, it's all Patriots around us. So get on over to MyPillow. Use that Bard's code, B-A-R-D-S, B-A-R-D-S. And you go, okay, what do I do with this? And you get on that website that says MyPillow and it says promo code. You type in B-A-R-D-S. That's a B-A-R-D-S for Bards. You put that promo code in there and you just rock the world. You need to get yourself some My Slippers, some My Pillows, some My Sheets, some My Comforters, my... I don't think they have any My Laundry Baskets, but they've got My Towels. We've got My Doggy Beds. Women, get one for your husband when he's bad. Hubby, you're going to sleep on the My Doggy Bed tonight. That'd be something, wouldn't it? I'm sure that'd go over well. All right, so get over there to MyPillow. Support the greatest CEO in America right now, Mike Lindell. The cancel culture is trying to cancel, but we're not going to let them cancel. And they took away $65 million of sales from that great company. That doesn't work. Arr, doesn't work on our ship, matey. Not a chance. Have those lefties walk the plank. In the meantime, we'll raise the flag of My Pillow and conquer the world with Bards. The Bards Patriots are there to the rescue with using the Bards promo code. And you're spreading it all over the world. So everybody gets a chance to share in the prosperity of a promo code. So get on it. Bards, mypillow.com, and 800-975-2939. You get to choose the real person or the website. You get to choose, but the promo code's the same. B-A-R-D-S. All right, Patriots. Good morning to everybody. We're going to start today with a passage I read recently. And that passage is John 8, 1 to 11. It struck me today that this passage has more relevance, has additional bit of relevance for today. We're going to go through it. So let's begin with that. But Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. Early in the morning, he came again to the temple, and the people came to him and sat down and taught him. And he sat down and taught them. The scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery. And placing her in the midst, they said to him, "Teacher, this woman has been caught in the act of adultery. Now in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such woman, or such women. So what do you say?" This they said to test him, that they might have some charge to bring against him. Jesus bent down and wrote with his finger on the ground. And as they continued to ask him, he stood up and said to them, "Let him who is without sin among you be the first to throw a stone at her." And once more he bent down and wrote on the ground. But when they heard it, they went away one by one, beginning with the older ones. And Jesus was left alone with the woman standing before him. Jesus stood up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She said, No one, Lord." And Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on sin no more." If you've been paying attention to what has happened in the last 48 hours, probably one of the biggest truth bombs in the entire period of this COVID scam was dropped. And it was dropped by Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. It was dropped at her testimony in the Ohio legislature, in which there were a series, not just one, but a series of truth bombs were leveled against the evil state that has been trying to push and mandate vaccinations. She was fearless, and she spoke truth to an audience. She had her accusers who tried to condemn her as being a heretic, tried to condemn her as being a fool, a tin hat, a conspiracy. And she held her line. She was fearless. And in so doing, many who had been pointing the finger suddenly had to point the finger back at themselves, but it got better. Because the media lost its mind. As of last night, that coverage had gone global. Within 6 or 8 hours, maybe 12 hours of the testimony, her initial testimony had done 4 million hits. It was moving across the globe. By last night, it already had been on Jimmy Kimmel, because the cabal media can only do one thing when truth is hit, and that's to mock it. We live in an interesting time, and it's a time for us to remember that the enemy in which we fight is a consistent enemy. It doesn't change. We aren't going to win this fight by throwing stones at them. We're going to win this fight by speaking truths. Jesus stood between two people, a group and a person, I should say. And in the middle, he stood without any weapons in his hand. And he disarmed everybody. He disarmed everybody with truth. And keep in mind, they were ready to stone, because according to the law of Moses, she should have been stoned. But Jesus cut that line down the middle. A line that could only be cut with the sword of the Spirit. And it's a line of truth that rips open everything and forces everybody to reflect on who they are. And the truth wasn't targeted at an individual. It was put before all of those to face testimony. What we are seeing is how powerful truth is. There were the accusers that came out against Dr. Tenpenny in that testimony. There were those that were trying to throw stones. She laid out truth. And when they finished with that, the media published the truth in their own headlines. Trying to mock her, they spoke truth. One thing that's very consistent about the way in which evil works is just as in John 8, 1-11, as in what just happened with Dr. Tenpenny, they must speak the truth to tell the story of what they themselves are guilty of. They were all ready to throw a stone at the woman until Christ reminded them, "Let him who is without sin among you be the first to throw a stone at her." Now here's the question that we can't answer, but we could be probably pretty sure that there's some truth to this. That was a broad statement that he made, but they were all sitting there looking at a woman that they were accusing of adultery. And we all know that that crowd was men. And we can be pretty assured that when he spoke those words, most of those men had been the perpetrators of adultery in their houses. Maybe not, but I would, knowing men, I would say that's probably a high probability. In fact, the question really is, who amongst them knew of this woman? So we are in a case here the similar way in which people that now are trying to obscure the truth are being exposed, and they themselves are guilty of the very things in which the truth is speaking of. The powerful piece here as well is that Christ didn't condemn. He forced people to look in the mirror. And in a time like this, there's nothing more powerful than having somebody look into the mirror. Reminds me of, whether it's Sleeping Beauty or one of those things, "Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the greatest of them all?" When the mirror finally speaks truth in some versions of that story, the witch loses its mind. We are in such a time as that. Is that when we are forced as a people to look into the mirror and face the truth, it's disarming. And to a certain degree, it's more than that, because it will set people off into a frenzy. Yesterday, Dr. Tenpenny's office was riddled with calls. Angry people, and even some that had threats on to her life and to her staff's life. On one hand, it's easy to say, well, that's the cabal doing its thing. I doubt that. I think more likely it's people who have taken the injection, that who have now had to face the truth that they have been scammed. And the one thing people don't like to have to do is to face the deeper truths. That they accepted the scam, that they themselves were guilty of the very sin in which they said others had perpetrated. This is a very difficult time for all of us, and we must learn from these moments and be prepared. Because as truths become more relevant and real to people, as the consequences of decisions begin to float through society, many people are going to have to confront the ultimate part of truth. And when we get to the vaccine, well, which is actually a bioweapon, what they call a vaccine, the hardest part about that truth, as much as they are going to want to blame somebody, they can't blame anybody for forcing them to take something they voluntarily chose to do. This was a choice, and you'll hear all sorts of issues. I didn't have enough information. I was deceived. At the end of the day, as those people stood around that woman and Christ was in the middle, they all had to confront a simple fact. Whatever they were told, for whatever reason brought them there, whatever compelled them to put a stone in their hand to be able to be ready to stone this woman. Every one of them had to face the truth that they themselves were not without sin. And they themselves had made a choice to come and condemn another who was no different than them. Those truths themselves can be more powerful than a decision to put something in your body and destroy your genetics. The deeper truths, as we become aware of who we are, the reality that we have been manipulated to judge one another, to condemn others, and worse, because this is where the injection gets crazy. This bioweapon, once it goes into people, it isn't just the point that you made a decision. I've said this many times. You want to make that decision. It is your decision. Unfortunately, this decision is not detached from the body politic of the human race. This particular decision has ramifications. It has ramifications on the person's body, on the consequences, which is going to be taken up by public funding for health. It's going to have consequences on what you transmit to others. It has consequences on the blood supply. It has consequences, if you're younger, on being able to procreate. It has consequences as a human being in relationship to God. This injection touches every one of those things. And with all of that, there is the lie that everyone who takes the injection has accepted, is that they are now more privileged than the rest of God's children who chose not to take it. A kingdom divided. That they are now somehow allowed to have extra privileges, and they relish in it. In fact, they're celebrating now. Most of those who took the injection, just go around your town, watch how things are opening up. People are excited. They're accepting it. Finally, we're free. And they all know. It's all because they took this injection. They were able to get their God-given rights back because they accepted an injection by man to free up their God-given rights. They talk about COVID as if it's over. That difficult period in which we went through, they say. I sat and listened to these conversations yesterday to ad nauseum. I was at the bank listening to this nonsense. As senior managers of the bank came in and started talking about the new growth for the bank, and as they're talking to employees around the bank, as I'm opening up an account, talking about the difficult times that COVID was, but how exciting it is because now they've opened up the other door in the building. They've allowed people to come in now. Of course, that magic assumption is that they've all been injected, so we're all good now. We're all equal again. Because we carry now the new code of our DNA, created in a lab by scientists to save humanity with an mRNA created by human hands. An artificial injection into our DNA. And we stand in the middle. Because that is where our line is. We have to step away from the place of being the victim like the woman. Because too many now are still in that place of, they are accusing me. I see myself as I'm going to have to put up with those sorts of questions, those sorts of statements. No, that's not where our line is. Our line is in the middle. Doing what God has asked us to do. Those that are being accused, we now put ourselves in between. And we remind those all where the accountability rests. Accountability rests in all of this on each one of us. The great message as well in John 8, 1 to 11 is that you are all accountable. They took a universal law and attempted to stone a woman, to kill her with stones. It's essentially what it does. You don't come out well when people throw rocks at you. And Christ pointed out one critical thing. Each one of you, as an individual, is making a decision based on your relationship to a law that you all want to hide behind to condemn a woman. And in the end, that same approach is going to win in this fight as we take on the evil in society. Where Dr. Tenpenny put herself was between the state and the people. The corporate institutions of media and the people. She didn't judge those that were dumb enough to take the injection or foolish enough to take the injection or naive enough as to take the injection. She simply laid out truth in that line, that layer between the machine and the people, the institution and the people, the cabal and the people. That's the powerful line to cut. That's the slice that has to be made. Each person has to confront that truth. And they must make a decision. Because what happened, in my opinion, be clear. But what I think we just witnessed with Dr. Tenpenny was one of the final warnings and final straws of God. He used her brilliantly because he took a message and it went global. This message is all over the globe. Headlines about a crazy doctor who's saying that people are going to be magnetized and connected to 5G. That there's this insanity that they're actually putting in magnets. It's funny, there's an article in the Journal of Nanobiotechnology. It was written, or at least published, in 2019. Its title, as the media claims, that this magnet stuff is pure foolishness. This is pure tin hat stuff. And yet, the title of the article is so interesting. Biochemical functionality of magnetic particles as nanosensors. Interesting. And what's the Army developing right now in the labs for one of the new versions of the injection? A magnetic spike protein-based injection. Interesting. Because there's something in this truth that's even greater. That as it starts to unravel, we begin to see the pieces line up. Because what Dr. Tenpenny did was exposed something very deep in their system. It is about magnetism. It's about electromagnetism. And it's pointing the finger to where the real source of what they're attacking is in the body. It's the heart. Now, I say that and people say, well, of course, there's heart problems and that's what runs the system. But it's much greater than that, patriots. The heart is an electromagnetic engine for our body. If you understand electromagnetics, that also means that that is an engine to receive and to send communication. We don't look at our heart that way. We typically look at our heart as just a pump because that's what they want you to see as a pump. Somebody adds something else to this is quite interesting. Watch how deep what just happened yesterday or day before when Dr. Tenpenny did her testimony. We've talked about music before. music's frequency at the turn of the century, turn of the 19th century, 1900s, was the frequencies were set at 432 hertz. The frequency was changed to 440 hertz. Now, if you go into the study of spiritual frequencies and what some or people believe each of these frequencies hit, it's very interesting because the 432 hertz is the heart frequency. The 440 hertz is the brain frequency. This is a frequency to control. This is a fight to control your mind. And the heart is that connection to God. You control the thoughts. You cut off the connections to God. Dr. Tenpenny struck at something very, very deep yesterday or day before. It was the core of their fight. The fight was based on magnetism to affect the electromagnetic engine within the body, to affect the relationship between us and God. That simple pump is more than a pump. It's that bridge that allows us to work between God and this world. And when she exposed it, the only thing they had to do, the only thing they had left, was to try to disparage her, character assassinate her, make her sound like a fool. And yet, it was truth that they put in the headlines. She didn't accuse them. In fact, she said things very conservatively. The thoughts about this are, the considerations are, the research is pointing to. And in their fanatic and frenetic way of losing their mind, as they always do, they actually put the truth right in the headlines. And now it's global. So, what do I believe? My belief, and this I'm being clear, I'm making some sort of prophecy, I always have to qualify this. We've got too much of that nonsense out there right now. But in looking at where I believe things are, what I truly believe just happened, is I believe that God just sent the final message to the world. An opportunity for every person in the world right now to be aware of what just happened. You might hear it in comedy, you might hear it in headline, you might hear it in some sort of disparaging article, but they're all talking about this testimony. A doctor with a small clinic in Ohio that stood before a panel at the state capitol that spoke something about the injections and mentioned about the potential of it being connected to 5G and magnetism suddenly went global. Why would they bother? What's important about that? We know very well that mainstream media only attacks that which it finds to be the greatest threat. It only compels the idea of a conspiracy theory. If it is a threat to who they are. This was one of their greatest truths. And you can measure the magnitude of truth by the magnitude of response. And now God has used a moment and used an individual like God does to elevate a message and put it into the headlines and all the papers, even in though it is done in a way that is disparaging and attacking. It doesn't matter because it's now out there for everybody to see. And now everybody has a choice to make. And I won't say everybody on the face of the earth got touched yesterday, but a whole bunch of them did. And they all have choices to make now. And the questions are whether you want to pursue the truth or whether you want to continue to live the lie. We are coming to a culmination point, regardless of how you see the world. You can see it happening, and I don't have a timeline on it, nor do I try to predict one. But it's pretty evident that things are coming to a head. And this was another one of these amazing battles that we witnessed to force the world now to ask the question, is this doctor telling the truth, or is she just crazy? Christ sat in the middle, down in the middle of those two people, and he just scribbled on the earth. I don't know what he wrote on the earth with his finger. You could see the crowd looking at him like some crazy old guy. Just that crazy hippie doing crazy stuff, standing here between us as we got rocks and we're ready to stone her. And he spoke truth. And in the end, all walked away. And they all walked away changed. God uses people in powerful ways to communicate. In that particular scripture, John 8, 1-11, the Son of God forced a group of people to all face themselves. He didn't pass judgment, and he didn't give them salvation either. He forced them to answer a simple question about where they were in relation to sin. Right now, the world is facing a position of where they are in relationship to sin. More and more people, as of now, have to confront a question of where they are in relationship to sin. And what is that sin? It was a sin of accepting a solution proposed by man to take away your fear. Had nothing to do with coronavirus, had nothing to do with COVID, had nothing to do with an injection that would cure anything, because from the very beginning, they spoke truth. They, meaning the pharmaceutical industry, they spoke truth. They told you that it wasn't going to cure anything. They told you that at best, it would relieve the symptoms. They told you it was an option, not a mandate. All these things are important. Because in the end, every single person made a choice. And now they have to live with that choice. The age of the Great Awakening, in my opinion, as I will write it in my own work, ended between July 3rd, 2020, and November 3rd, 2020. And on the morning of the November 4th, 2020, when the election was stolen and the process began, we now entered into the age of accountability. And from that point forward, all that had been shown for people to awaken was now the basis for how they would have to confront the world without a leader that they had begun to worship, but to face the world either on their own or with God. President Trump stepping away from the stage was the greatest gift this nation has received in a long time, because it forced everybody now to remove an excuse or a crutch or a reason, and they had to make decisions on their own and start being accountable to where they wanted this nation to be. And that is where we are now. At the end of the day, no matter what people are going to want to say, do, blame, finger point. At the end of the day, they all, we all, every one of us must be accountable to the decisions that we have made. And that accountability is going to get very harsh and very stark very soon. It's already happening. This injection isn't healthy. It's not about helping society. It's killing society. It was designed as a weapon to kill society. The numbers show it. 1% of the data now recorded, and there's over 5,000 deaths by VAERS. What product has ever been released to the market that has allowed 5,000 deaths to go, not only unchecked, unquestioned, but that every single political leader, every single CEO, every single newscaster is silent on the matter? Not even a peep, not a question about the efficacy of this injection, not even a hesitation that you must take an experimental injection. Nothing except pushing the experimental injection on the public. It is the greatest scam. It is the greatest crime. It is the greatest crime against humanity in the history of humanity. And every one of them, in a moment, was exposed with the testimony of a doctor from Ohio. That's how God works. That's how the sword of the Spirit works. And that's how the world gets changed. We need to stay true to the path of truth and understand just how powerful a weapon truth really is if we trust in God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time we come together each day. We thank you for the wisdom given to us with the many examples of patriots around this world, the many examples of stories within the Scripture. What an amazing time you have placed us in, Lord, as we sit here able to look to the ancient past and find such relevance in the present. To stand boldly with you, not with swords of steel, but with the sword of the Spirit and the power of truth. To light up the world with the glory of Christ in our heart. And to awaken the many that now walk in a sleeping slumber. We know, Lord, that the first step in all of this is accountability and acceptance of responsibility for decisions made. And so we pray for the guidance and the words to speak those truths, to awaken people, and to have them truly face themselves in relation to sin and their relationship to you. We ask for your guidance and your protection as we shake the world awake, to have them step back and realize the deception that they've been living and how they were deceived, and yet to be there as a guide to walk them back to you, where only through the relationship with you will these burdens be relieved and the pain be healed. And we say these things in Christ's holy name. Amen. Big fight ahead. It's a long walk ahead. But with faith, we can move a mountain from here to there. Yes, we're climbing a mountain. It seems big. The walls seem enormous. At times it feels like we're climbing a vertical wall, in fact. That's okay. Not that many people can climb a vertical wall. But I can tell you who can. Those that put their faith in God. And we will ascend this mountain. We will climb this wall. And in the end, we will move that mountain from here to there. And we will awaken the this world and reclaim God's kingdom. So keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil. Never relent. Always press into this fight. Prayers are strength. Prayers are focus. Prayers are the foundation of the love that God puts within us to fight this war. God is with us. He will never forsake us. And this is the Lord's war. And in the end, God will win and it will be glorious. Have a very blessed day. I'll see you in the next hour for Storm Dispatch. Until then or until the next time, God bless and out for now.
And embers fly wherever we were going. Fire and ice, we built our lives on survival. Guiding past the fault lines, we're running your hand in mine. Freedom, the song we're humming. You can't stop the storm from. With the night.